There's little safe water in Syrian refugee camps like this one. It was where the first cases of cholera were detected in Lebanon earlier this month. It's believed to have been transmitted by contaminated water or food from neighboring Syria. The lack of sanitation makes crowded camps high-risk areas.
We really have a problem with the water. The water they give us is dirty. We drink it and cook with it too.
Cases are no longer confined to camps bordering Syria, but they've since spread to poor areas where drinking water is widely polluted and at times mixed with wastewater. Lebanese officials are warning that it will be a challenge to contain the disease in a country in the midst of an economic crisis with limited resources and bad infrastructure. The disease is, according to the United Nations, evolving alармingly.
Disease never respects any borders, so it is very critical to take action now. UNICEF is on the ground with partners. We are working very closely with WHO and other partners here. We are doing our level best to ensure children receive clean water. We are chlorinating water in the most affected areas. We are providing water through water trucking. We are engaging with communities, sharing information on how to stay safe and how to keep your children safe.
It may be too early to speak about an epidemic in Lebanon, but healthcare workers say the threat is there. And here in the north, officials say nearly all the water sources are polluted. The cholera outbreak in Lebanon and Syria is not slowing. Humanitarian groups are warning the disease could spread throughout the Middle East, affecting millions of people. But they too have been criticized for not having a firm and coordinated response. In Syria, there have already been dozens of deaths, nearly 15,000 suspected cases. And according to the World Health Organization, cholera has reached 14 of the 15 governorates. Years of war have severely damaged the water infrastructure as well as the health sector.
Our health system is already weak as a result of the war and the shortage of resources, so an outbreak of any disease will lead to the collapse of the entire health system.
Officials say they are working with international organizations to ensure the country can respond to a public health emergency. But in countries where few can afford clean and bottled water, it may be hard to control. Zana Khader, Al Jazeera, Akkar, Northern Lebanon.